So, you have a new Marvel project for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I figure we can make a Marvel TV show for Disney Plus.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was thinking we could make a show about Wanda and Vision.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the last couple episodes of the MCU, but Vision is very dead.
I know, that's gonna be part of the intrigue.
Okay, so what's going on in this show anyway?
It's gonna be like a 1950s black and white sitcom starring Wanda and Vision, right?
Oh, what the heck are you talking about?
And they're just going about their 1950s lives, you know, dinner with the boss and those kinds of classic sitcom situations.
Are you sure you've seen the MCU before? Because this isn't remotely, that doesn't resemble anything we do at all.
No, I know.
Okay, what is happening?
So then we're going to start to see that things get a little weird sometimes, you know? Sometimes they can't remember how they got to places. There's some weird stuff showing up.
Oh, what the heck is that about? Please tell me now.
Yeah, there's like a super weird moment with the boss. There's a beekeeper that comes out of the sewer.
Okay, okay.
What's going on? You okay?
I'm not used to slow-moving intrigue, so I'm not sure what to do with myself.
Understandable, sir, but this is a weekly release schedule, right? So we're gonna spread out the reveals and really make people hate the words "please stand by."
Okay, but what's with all the weird stuff, though?
Ah, please stand by. Anyway, so there's also gonna be this nosy neighbor character, Agnes, right? And she's a little mysterious, you know? Something's going on with her.
Agnes, huh?
What are you doing?
Is she Agatha Harkness?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, great. Got it.
That's kind of supposed to be a reveal later.
Well, listen, if you give people some downtime, they're gonna theorize. That's just how it works.
I'm gonna make you pay for that.
What?
So anyway, then the show starts jumping through the decades every episode, and Wanda gives birth to twins.
Oh, very weird. I don't know what to make of all this random weirdness.
And there's this woman in there, and she seems to remember who Wanda is and that Ultron killed her brother.
Oh, okay, here we go.
And so Wanda gets mad, and she sends her outside of this big magical hex dome that's going on.
And so what's that all about?
Well, it turns out that Wanda's taken over this town called Westview with this magical hex thing, and she's broadcasting it.
Oh.
Yeah, so the S.W.O.R.D. agency, they're keeping an eye on things, you know, watching the broadcasts.
Nice, okay, things making a bit of sense now.
And there's this guy, Director Hayward, running the show. There's gonna be Darcy from Thor there. There's Jimmy Woo from Ant-Man.
Oh, Jimmy, what's going on with Jimmy?
Oh, well, he's gotten really good at that close-up magic stuff.
Oh, I didn't even know I was rooting for that outcome, but I am intensely proud of him.
So am I, sir. So him and Darcy are basically gonna behave as the audience will at home, just kind of watching WandaVision, trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, okay.
And turns out that woman was a grown-up Monica Rambeau from Captain Marvel, and she keeps mentioning this aerospace engineer that she knows.
Aerospace engineer? Reed Richards? Fantastic Four?
Certainly seems like I'm teasing something like that, doesn't it?
It does! Oh, this is very exciting.
Yeah, you like that, huh? You big dummy.
What?
And then at the end of a certain episode, we're gonna have Pietro Maximoff show up.
Oh, but he's dead.
He is, but he's gonna come back, and I figure this time Evan Peters could play him.
But he played Quicksilver in the Fox X-Men movies.
That's right, sir, he did. Let that blow your mind for a minute.
Oh my god, what does this mean? What are the implications? Is the multiverse open? Are the X-Men on their way?
Please stand by.
What? No!
Oh, please stop torturing me like this.
Please stand by.
Wow, okay, yeah, people are gonna hate those words, aren't they?
Oh, most definitely.
Hey, is he secretly Mephisto? Are the twins secretly Mephisto? Am I secretly Mephisto?
Maybe. So then eventually we're gonna reveal that that Agnes lady was actually an evil witch this whole time, and her name is Agatha Harkness.
Yeah, I figured that one out.
You did. So she's gonna have this little theme song explaining that she was evil the whole time. It's gonna be called Agatha All Along.
Oh, okay.
And it's just gonna be so frickin' so good, sir. Just the catchiest song.
Oh, okay, you think people are gonna like it? That's cool.
Oh, yes, sir. People are gonna love it. It's gonna be about how she was pulling all the evil strings all along.
Nice.
How she killed a dog.
Oh, my God.
So then Agatha's gonna be like, okay, I would like to know how you got your power, so let's go look at all your trauma for a little bit.
Very inconsiderate.
For sure. So we're gonna see her and her family back in Sokovia when she was a kid.
Okay.
And turns out she used to watch a bunch of sitcoms, and that's what inspired her grief dome of different sitcom eras.
Oh.
Her dad had all these DVDs like the Dick Van Dyke Show, Bewitched, Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle with Bryan Cranston?
That's right.
Bryan Cranston from Godzilla?
That's the one.
Godzilla with Elizabeth Olsen and Aaron Taylor Johnson?
That's the... Oh, dang it.
What is that? How does that... What is that?
Right, okay, so that's an Easter egg.
Oh, okay, I got a ton of questions about the implications of that Easter egg.
Oh, actually, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about the fact that Marvel actors act in other things sometimes.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Anyway, so at the end of that episode, Agatha's gonna be like, this is chaos, man. magic, Wanda, and that makes you the Scarlet Witch.
That's the name of the character.
Yeah, we're going to make people cheer for something they already knew.
Yeah, they knew, but it hadn't been said out loud.
And we're going to say it out loud.
Oh, saying things people already know out loud is tight.
I know you know. Nice, okay, so then Sword is going to manage to make this white Vision and send him inside the Hex to kill Vision.
Oh boy, so they're going to fight?
They are going to fight, sir. Turns out this weird conceptual show is going to end with a big CGI battle, just like Marvel movies.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're going to go head to head. It's going to be very cool.
Wow, it's going to be tough for Hex Vision to defeat himself.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he hits him with some philosophical questions, and so White Vision is like, huh.
Oh.
Yeah, then he gives him his memories, and White Vision is like, okay, I'm Vision now. Bye.
Wait, where does he go?
Off into the MCU until we need him for something.
Okay, so this way we'll be able to kill Vision without killing Vision.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that death isn't permanent. It's just like in real life.
That's not accurate. Oh, also, Monica has powers now from going in and out of the Hex, and she uses them to stop Hayward from shooting the twins.
He was gonna shoot some children?
Well, technically, they're not real children, but yeah, Hayward's just gonna become a cartoonishly evil guy in the last episode. That's gonna be his thing.
Wow, yeah.
So then Wanda's gonna have this big showdown with Agatha, and Agatha's gonna show her that she's been a straight-up mental terrorist to the people of Westview.
Oh, that's not good.
And then they're gonna have this big battle with a bunch of different colored beams and a sky beam, just like the end of a Marvel movie.
Wow.
And Wanda's gonna manage to defeat Agatha by putting these big runes on the side of the Hex, which means that only she can do magic in that area.
Oh, how did she know how to do that?
Well, Agatha mentioned that while she was monologuing.
Oh, it's super helpful when villains start monologuing. Didn't The Incredibles make fun of that?
Yeah, that movie did make fun of villains doing that. Fun fact, we're gonna reference The Incredibles a couple of times.
But we're still gonna do the thing it was making fun of.
Exactly. So then Wanda gives herself some new clothes and then traps Agatha in her own mind as a nosy neighbor forever, which I'm sure is a fate worse than death.
Absolutely. That's deeply horrifying, and it gets worse the more you think about it.
It sure does, sir. And then Wanda's gonna have to say goodbye to her twins, but probably not for long, and to Vision, but probably not for long.
Very sad, but probably not for long.
And then as Wanda's walking out of Westview, all the citizens are giving her dirty looks, and Monica's gonna be like, they have no idea what you sacrificed for them.
She mentally tortured them for an extended period of time and probably scarred them for life.
Yeah, but she had to say goodbye to her imaginary friends, so it balances out.
Eh, okay.
And so, yeah, that's about it. What do you think?
Well, wait, what about Evan Peters' Quicksilver? What was that all about?
Oh, yeah, it turns out he was just a guy named Boner.
Boner?
Ralph Boner, yeah, that whole thing was a setup for a Boner joke. Yeah, that'll teach people to theorize.
What about Mephisto or Reed Richards? Does Doctor Strange have a cameo? He must have sensed all this going on. Oh, a very painful fart noise.
Yeah, so then we're gonna vaguely tease some upcoming projects and we're out.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, and by the way, I thought it might be fun to release that Agatha All Along song online. People are really gonna like that.
I mean, if people really respond to it, we can release it, I guess. But people aren't gonna freak out over a song where a witch kills a dog.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you did, you know, press the like button and the subscribe button and leave a comment and all the YouTube standard things. Also, let me know if you have ideas for other movies I should do pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new video. Bye-bye.